This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Ag Show, we join WSMI Ag Director Gabe Osborne.
Thank you, Randy, and good morning. Starting out with your grain futures from the Chicago Board of Trade from last Friday. May corn finished up 3 cents to 373 1/4. July corn was up 2 3/4 to 382 1/4. And September corn was at 388 3/4, up 2.5 cents. Beans for May were up 10 3/4 cents to 909 1/4. July beans were at 923, up 10 3/4 as well. And August beans were up 10.5 to 928 3/4. Chicago wheat for May was up 9.5 cents to 462 1/4. July wheat was at 468 1/4, up 8.5. And September wheat was up 8 1/4 to 476 3/4. Soybean meal for May gained $4.90, up to $310.80. July bean meal was up $4.80 to $314.50. And August bean meal was at $316 even, up $4.70. Soybean oil for May was down 14 cents to $29.43. July bean oil was down 15 cents to $29.74. And August bean oil was down 14 cents to $29.89. And at this time, we'll move over to the Illinois Department of Agriculture for last Friday's cash grain reports.
This is Friday's report of the grain prices and trends as prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher on Friday afternoon after optimistic buzz from China's media that the trade agreement is getting close to being settled. In northern western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 cents higher at 328 to 348. Soybean bids are up 12 to 13 cents at 834 to 863. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids were 3 cents higher at 336 to 354. Soybean bids are up 11 to 12 cents at 841 to 870. In the Princeton area, country grain dealers quoted corn bids 3 to 4 cents higher at 336 to 342. Soybeans closed up 11 to 13 cents with prices at 841 to 850. Illinois River barge letting elevators quoted their producer corn bids 3 cents higher at 352 to 357. Soybean bids are up 13 to 16 cents at 870 to 875. Over to the Chicago Board of Trade close. March corn up 3 at 373 1/4, July up 2 3/4 at 382 1/4, and September corn up 2.5 at 388 3/4. May soybeans up 10 3/4 at 909 1/4, July up 10 3/4 at 923, and August soybeans up 10.5 at 928 3/4. May wheat up 9.5 at 462 1/4, July up 8.5 at 468 1/4, and September up 8 1/4 at 476 3/4. May soybean meal up 490 at 310.80, July up 480 at 314.50, and August up 470 at 316. May soybean oil down 14 points at 29.43, July down 15 points at 29.74, and August down 14 points at 29.89. That concludes our report. This is Jeff Evers reporting for WZOE.
Moving on to your livestock numbers from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Live cattle for April were up $1.70 to $129.10 a head. July live cattle were up $1.57 to $121.92. And August live cattle were up $1.27 to $117.72. Feeder cattle for March were up 22 cents to $141.32. April feeders were up $2.27 to $146.92. And May feeders were up $2.10. to $148.45. Finally, lean hogs for April were up $3 to $68.80. May hogs were also up $3 to $77.90. And June lean hogs were also up $3 to $86.52. And at this time, we'll turn it over to the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield for Friday's Cash Livestock Reports.
Thank you. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday afternoon's livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Afternoon Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $2.67 higher in a range of $45 to $56.25 with the weighted average carcass price of $54.20. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sow prices are steady to weaker with light to moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grades sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 27 to 32, 4 to 500 pounds at 31 to 35, 5 to 600 pounds at 34 to 39, over 600 pounds at 38 to 44. On the Illinois direct hog trade, prices for barrels and gelts at the country buying points were mostly steady to dollar higher with good demand for moderate offerings ranging from 29 to 36. Receipts for Illinois barrels and gelts totaled 38,005. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $127 and on a dress basis traded at $202 to $206. Heifers on a live basis traded at $125 to $127 and on a dress basis traded at $202 to $203. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 247.06 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $68.89, which was 9 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 100,000, compared to 112,000 last week and 109,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 439,000, compared to 474,000 for last week and 450,000 for 1 year ago. Today we also have the Fairview Sale Barn Auction results. Total receipts of 1613. Special wean back feeder sale saw active trade with good demand on a quality set of feeder cattle offered. Feeder steers large 1-2, 5 head with an average weight of 279 and an average price of 171.48, 9 head with an average weight of 377 and an average price of 185.97, 41 head with an average weight of 480 and an average price of 187.14, 57 head with an average weight of 574 and an average price of 164.56. 73 head with an average weight of 664 and an average price of 159.65. 74 head with an average weight of 779 and an average price of 134.38. 66 head with an average weight of 851 and an average price of 138.36. 60 head with an average weight of 929 and an average price of 130. Feeder heifers large 1-2, 7 head with an average weight of 340 and an average price of 162.43. 37 head with an average weight of 428 and an average price of 158.15. 105 head with an average weight of 527 and an average price of 153.04. 77 head with an average weight of 621 and an average price of 140.21. 34 head with an average weight of 729 and an average price of 130.11. 1 head with a weight of 815 and a price of 123. 1 head with a weight of 940 and a price of 109. That concludes our livestock report. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
It's 18 minutes after 6 on this Monday morning. That's all for part one of the Morning Ag Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto of Litchfield and by Farm Credit Illinois. Once again, we join WSMI Ag Director Gabe Osborne.
Thank you, Randy. The American Farm Bureau and nearly 200 other farm groups have given a thumbs down to more farm program budget cuts in fiscal year 2020 in a letter to congressional budget writers. AFBF's Andrew Walmsley says it's not just about President Trump's budget request to cut farm bill programs and the Department of Agriculture overall spending in 2020, though that's what now is before Congress. Walmsley says the huge ag coalition that's just written Hill budgeters and appropriators would have done so no matter who was president.
The target of this letter is to remind folks that, you know, the farm economy isn't looking too great, and any cuts to farm programs would not be welcomed.
Walmsley says the American Farm Bureau, state farm bureaus, commodity and conservation groups understand the president's budget proposal usually falls on deaf ears, but those ears must also hear the need to protect the farm safety net with programs like crop insurance.
A lot of farmers utilize that. It's an important tool to manage risk, and it's not just for farmers. I mean, it's your lenders and rural communities that depend on these programs and the certainty that comes along with funding in a five-year farm bill.
Walmsley charges those programs were already reduced in the farm bill 5 years ago.
There was a significant reduction in the 14 farm bill that was voluntarily given. We continue to see the savings from that bill that was built upon in the 18 bill. So agriculture definitely feels like we've done our fair share for deficit reduction.
Senate ag leaders this week already rejected new crop insurance cuts. USDA forecasts an uptick in farm income this year, but that figure is still expected to be 44% lower than it was in 2013, amid low commodity prices, climbing farm debt, rising bankruptcies, and a retaliatory trade tariff. A nationwide economic study released last week shows how America's corn refiners contribute to the nation's economy, finding the industry has massive outsized impacts across the country. The study shows the industry supports 8,300 direct jobs and an estimated total of 237,000 total jobs, with a total output of $71 billion. Because corn refiners produce essential ingredients across so many industries, they have a powerful multiplier effect on the nation's economy. The Corn Refiners Association says that for years, ingredients from corn have been used to make food taste better, cosmetics last longer, pharmaceuticals easier to swallow, and plastics environmentally friendly. Today, corn products are used in 3D printing inks and studied by nanotechnology scientists as a method for delivering cancer treatments. Corn Refiners CEO John Bode says the study reveals that our industry stands at a powerful juncture in corn's economic value chain, helping turn the bounty of America's heartland into an engine of economic growth. In other news, the 2019 flooding worries along the Mississippi River are similar to 1965. That year's snowmelt up north was a big issue. It's the same story this year, says Brian Pierce with the National Weather Service.
We currently have an above to well above normal flood risk for this spring. We have an extremely deep snowpack from Minnesota across Wisconsin. We're in the process of melting some of the snow down in this area. We went into the winter with the soils already saturated, so they froze over. They remain saturated, so when the snow starts melting, there's really no place for it to go but to start running off. The question is whether or not we are going to have a sudden warm-up with a rapid snow melt, and then the other unknown that we don't know about is whether or not we're going to have a heavy rain event that occurs with that. The scenario we kind of have right now is similar to the spring snowmelt flood of 65. And the parameters are the same, and what happened back in 65 is it warmed up very quickly. We had a heavy rain event, and that snowpack across Minnesota and Wisconsin melted within about 7 days.
Pierce has been with the National Weather Service Quad Cities office for over 20 years. Prior to that, he worked in the Madison, Wisconsin station. In livestock news, we have the latest results from the Greenville Livestock Auction's latest auction from this past Wednesday, March 13th. There were total receipts of 856, 801 in cattle, 55 in sheep and goats. Slaughter steers and heifers traded $1 to $2 higher on high choice and $1 to $2 higher on low choice and selects. Holstein steers traded $1 higher on high choice and steady on low choice and selects. Feeder steers and heifers traded $2 to $4 higher on medium-large 1 to 2s and steady on the unvaccinated unweaned to short-weaned calves and medium-short 2 to 3s. Slaughter cows traded $3 to $6 higher on the better cows and $4 to $7 higher on slower cows. Slaughter bulls traded between $5 and $12 higher. And remember to catch the full report. You can find it on our website, WSMIRadio.com. Moving on to local news, state conservationist Ivan Dozier announced the U.S. Department of Agriculture Natural Resources Conservation Service will offer funding in Macoupin County for the Upper Macoupin Creek Watershed Project through the Regional Conservation Partnership Program. NRCS partners with the American Farmland Trust to help producers address resource concerns such as degraded water quality and soil erosion. Producers can apply for assistance through the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, or EQIP, to implement practices such as drainage water management, denitrifying bioreactors, saturated buffers, cover crops, nutrient management, and no-till. The project focus is to improve water quality in the upper Macoupin Creek watershed located in portions of Macoupin County. The NRCS RCPP funding is available to Macoupin County producers whose land is located in the upper Macoupin Creek watershed. To take advantage of this conservation funding opportunity, interested producers should submit applications by the cutoff dates of April 19th and May 17th, 2019. However, the NRCS encourages producers to submit applications at any time to the NRCS Carlinville Field Office because they are accepted throughout the year. To apply, eligible producers should contact the NRCS Carlinville Field Office, located at 300 Carlinville Plaza in Carlinville, by calling them at 854-2626, extension 3. In news from the Department of Natural Resources, remaining 2019 Illinois spring turkey hunting permits will go on sale over the counter tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Since not all vendors were set up to sell permits on Tuesday, March 12th as scheduled, the DNR is providing this additional opportunity. In fairness to all turkey hunters, I decided to delay the start of over-the-counter sales for the additional week, said Illinois Department of Natural Resources Director Colleen Callahan. Since not all of our vendors were able to process sales, some hunters would have been able to purchase permits while others would have not. The DNR is committed to making this a fair process for all hunters. The IDNR will publish a list of vendors that are able to sell over-the-counter permits tomorrow, March 19th. Those hunters located too far from a listed vendor will be able to call the IDNR beginning tomorrow at 217-782-2965 and purchase a permit by phone. Permits will be mailed to those hunters who purchase by phone. For more information on turkey hunting in Illinois, you can visit the website dnr.illinois.gov. And in local events going on in the area, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Women's Committee will be hosting the Farmers Share Soup Luncheon tomorrow afternoon, Tuesday, March 19th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Montgomery County Farm Bureau office on the Courthouse Square in Hillsboro. Lunch will consist of your choice of chili or potato soup with dessert and a drink. Cost is only 60 cents per meal, and that comes from the statistic that a farmer would only receive 60 cents from the ingredients used to make one bowl of chili. Also, the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District is now accepting orders for the 2019 spring fish sale. The sale is planned for Wednesday, April 3rd at 8 a.m., but pre-orders are due by tomorrow, Tuesday, March 19th. Many species of live fish for pond stocking will be available, as well as fathead minnows and grass carp for pond maintenance. Order forms can be obtained by calling 532-3361 extension 3 or by download from the Soil and Water Conservation District's website at montswcd.com. And in local events coming up this weekend, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders has teamed up with Victory Lane Ford and Walmart in Litchfield for the Fill a Ford food drive that will be held Saturday, March 23rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Litchfield Walmart. Donations will go towards local food banks. For this Monday morning, March the 18th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.
Thank you, Gabe. And part two of the Morning Ag Show brought to you by the CNB Bank and Trust with 19 locations to serve you and by CHS, farmer-owned with global connections.